Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DoeParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, want to bring you a message today. A message of encouragement. Steadfast. Not in vain. Be steadfast. Be not in vain. You know, in this dark time we're living in, there's fear, there's death, there's destruction, there's evil. If you know what God's Word says, we see the darkness closing in around. We see the truth being trampled, perversion being lifted up. It's really easy. Let me give you some more. False teachers are popular. The truth is being silenced. Men's hearts are failing them for fear. People love their own flesh more than they love the Word of God. I could keep going. God's people are hated while false teachers and charlatans are lifted up. In this time, it's real easy to get discouraged. I see lots of people falling away, falling back, not pushing on. I want to encourage you today to be steadfast, but not be in vain. Let me read a verse to you. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? Be steadfast, be unmovable. Means just what it says if you look up the Greek. Steadfast. Are you striving to be that today? If you're born of Christ, hopefully you can hear me. A lot of traffic out here in the street as we're traveling, preaching the gospel. You know, this early part of 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 and 2 says this: Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein ye stand, by which ye also are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, lest you believed in vain. So there's that warning to hold fast to what we believe, right? So how are you doing at your steadfastness, your unmovableness in your faith? Are you fearful? Are you afraid? When I street preach, I see a lot of people more afraid of a virus, more afraid of the police and the government than they are of God. Just the other day, I asked hundreds of people, who fears God? I had a six-year-old boy, a man in a wheelchair, and a housewife with some small children. Out of hundreds of people, they were the only ones that feared God. Many people have been moved away from any faith they had. They're not steadfast. And you know what? That can happen to Brother Jim if I allow it. Especially out here as I'm preaching the gospel, standing, shining light in a dark place every day. It can get very discouraging. But you know what lifts us up? Me and Sister Debbie, we keep going to the Word and we keep looking to the Spirit, and it always gives us just what we need. Not in our flesh, oh no, in the Spirit. Let me read some more verses to you. Acts 2:42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and the breaking of bread and in prayers. They steadfastly stood in the apostles' doctrines and fellowship. Breaking of bread and prayers. You know, we see this. A lot of people are falling away from good doctrine. As truth is being trampled, as truth is being threatened, we see people willing to fall away from doctrine to do what? Keep themselves safe, have unity with more people, to be more popular, to feel warm and fuzzy with more fellowship. Yep, that's what they're doing. They're not holding steadfast in the doctrines of the apostles. Most of them today are saying, doctrine doesn't really matter. Fellowship idolatry is what that is. It's pretty shameful. How about Colossians 2:5? For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Here's Apostle Paul praising people for their steadfastness in Christ. Is that you? Is that me? That's what I want to be. That's what I want to strive for. I'm not going to let this world and the evil people and all the circumstances and the so-called pandemic and disease and viruses and war and rumors of war. Oh no, I'm not going to let it get me down because my Lord and Savior told me it would be just this way. Why should I be surprised, right? How about 1 Peter 5:9? Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Hey, that's a good word right there. There's that word, steadfast. Are you striving to be that? 2 Peter 3:17. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your steadfastness. Wow, is that talking to us? The Bible warns us all over of a coming time of false religious people, a great falling away, the love of many will wax cold, false teachers on every corner, an evil one world system. It will control and control in a domineering way all the people of the earth, especially Bible-believing Christians. And Peter's saying, don't fall away from your steadfast because of that. Because you knew, you were warned this was coming, right? So we need to read the scriptures, trust in what God's word says, not allow ourselves to be distracted, to be discouraged, to be pulled away from our task. What's our task? Jesus said, first of all, he said, obey me if you love me. So we're to keep the word of God if we're born again by the gospel, faith in his shed blood, repentance, being born again, you're following in holiness and obedience and you're enduring. He said, obey him. Then he said, go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he commanded. That's our charge, okay? We can't fall away from that. That's what we have to live for. Whatever part you play in that, that's what we have to live for. I'm striving to do that every day. How about Hebrews 3:14? For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. See, this is what Paul, the writer of Hebrews, is talking about. If we hold steadfast, we're partakers. Not if we fall away. God's people don't fall away. God's Spirit won't have you fall away. The Word of God doesn't tell you to fall away. Keep your eyes set on the prize, heaven, eternity, Christ, right? That's what we're supposed to be set on. So that word steadfastness, be ye steadfast, do not be in vain. If you lived your whole life and you're biblically obedient to Christ and you fall away in the last time because you're afraid of taking the mark, you're afraid of losing your job, you're afraid of losing all your friends and family, and you pull back. Oh no, you're not gonna please God that way. You're in sin, you're in idolatry, you're loving and fearing people more than fearing God. Oh no, this is why we must be steadfast. Hold fast and not be moved. Last verse I'm going to give you. Philippians 2:16. Holding forth the word of life that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. I love that verse. Being steadfast and then knowing we're not laboring in vain. Isn't that awesome? So, no matter what you're doing, working, raising a family, housewife, you're by yourself, you're with a group of believers, no matter what, my encouragement to you is to focus on being steadfast in the faith, one day at a time, pushing on, keeping your eyes on Christ, keeping your eyes set on eternity. When you get discouraged, it's okay. We all get discouraged sometimes. Let those feelings come. Brother Jim always talks about how storms come. But you know, it's amazing. I've been alive for almost 60 years. Every storm I've ever experienced, you know what happens? It comes, it hits you, then it goes, and the sun is on the other side, whether it's a physical storm or an emotional storm. So that's my encouragement to you. When you see a storm coming, whether it's emotion or persecution, hold on, hunker down, don't go back, hold on. And if it's a really bad storm, you may not be able to stand. Maybe you got to get down and hunker down. Get on your knees and cry out to God. Maybe you got to get down and hunker down, but stand, meaning hold fast. Maybe not physically stand, hold fast. And your labor is not in vain. That's what Apostle Paul's telling us. I love that. We can strive, 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 and it doesn't seem like we're making any difference out in the world. It can seem like nobody's listening. It seems like evil is winning. It seems like the wicked people have everything going their way. Yep. That's what Brother Jim feels like a lot of the times out here. I'm sure Sister Debbie does too, and a lot of the people that we know feel that way. But you know what? When we keep striving and we keep pushing, we realize we're one day closer to eternity. We're one day closer to our Lord's return. Satan is going to have his way for a season, and it's going to be a storm. And I need to throw this in here. Get ready, people, because there's no pre-trib rapture going to take you out. Get ready to endure the wrath of Satan. Nope, we're not going to endure the Father's wrath. He'll protect us from that. We're going to endure Satan's wrath, and he's coming to persecute, imprison, and kill many of us. So that's why you need to be focusing on steadfastness and then knowing no matter what you're laboring at, preacher, teacher, housewife, a young student, a husband, a wife, a brother, a sister, whatever you're laboring at, wherever God's placed you, if you're laboring for Christ in spirit and truth, you will not labor in vain. One day, you're going to hear those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant, if you remain steadfast, keeping the Father's word to the end." Hey, I hope that encourages you. Remember what Jesus said, the gates of hell will not overcome his body. All right? We are overcomers, as it says in Revelation. Are you ready to overcome? By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of your testimony, and be steadfast. It's not in vain. And do not love your life unto death. They can kill you. They can imprison you. They can torture you. They cannot take away your joy, peace, and your steadfastness in Christ. Hey, I hope that encourages you. We love you all. We're traveling down the gospel road, getting ready for another big event. We're going to go preach at outside a political event. First one we've done of this. We'll see how it goes. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog every day, trying to pour out edifying material to help you stay steadfast in the faith. Till next time, this has been Brother Jim. May God be praised.